Good start for the market on this Tuesday, coming off the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The Dow is up 145 points. It's now time for our stock update, which is sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, things are looking good coming off of the Memorial Day weekend. People are out traveling, spending money. Markets are up, which means some millennials are probably wondering what they should do with their money these days.
Yeah, I guess. You know, right? We got a couple of millennials, right, Bob? We could probably tell them what to do with their money. But, Bob, according to the Washington Post, since December of 2019, millennials now are the largest group of home buyers in the United States. Surprisingly, a lot of these millennials now represent more than the baby boomers. An NBC poll showed that 64% of the millennials regretted buying their first home. It's kind of hard to believe, right? Again, that's probably why the housing prices continue to skyrocket. Bobby, would you believe here in New Mexico we have the lowest inventory in the country, so scarcity is everywhere, and millennials will soon find out how difficult it is to keep their wealth because inflation erodes the purchasing power. The Keynesian economists are now running the economy, and they're printing lots of money, right?
All right, so what you're saying is it's more than just supply and demand. The monetary policy in Washington is causing prices for a lot of things to go up.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the Keynesians now are controlling the White House, Congress, and the Federal Reserve, and it's pedal to the metal, right? Literally and figuratively. Again, the monetary policy have merged together, causing everything to be scarce. Commodities like copper have doubled in price this year. Lumber has increased nearly sevenfold from $250 a thousand board, and now it's at almost $1,800. Again, with these low interest rates and negative interest rates in Europe, assets have become now liabilities.
Well, how can an asset be a liability?
I know, we didn't learn that in college, right? That doesn't really make sense, but it is ludicrous, and that's what we're seeing here with the Federal Reserve and what's happening in Washington. They're printing trillions of dollars and bonds all over the world, trillions of them, are now paying negative interest rates. That means if you go to the bank, Bob, there in Europe, you'll get less basically back the month later. Again, if anybody bought a bottle of water at the airport this weekend, it was at $4. So again, the government, in its wisdom, is trying to restart the economy, so they're trying to get us to spend our money and not leave it in the bank. The dollar has been falling against every major currency, and monetary mandarins around the world are racing to the bottom. The two major drivers, Bob, of this devaluation of our currency is the trade deficit, which now is over $1 trillion. Again, we're basically sending all of our money overseas, and then all that stuff that we bought, again, is costing us more. Again, we're talking about trillions of dollars with the new President Biden's budget proposal that will now exceed $6 trillion this year. If you plot a budget deficit and you look at all the stuff that we make, basically gross domestic product, you'll see that our dollar is continuing to lose its value.
Well, tell us more about the repercussions of this synchronized global currency devaluation.
Well, Bob, you're out and about probably this weekend, right? It's front and center. Prices have gone up, and it's not subtle anymore. Again, if you walk around the Home Improvement Center, you see the prices going up, and there's no end in sight. All the prices are rising, donuts, groceries, gas, you name it. And then people traveling to Europe this summer should check out the euro. It depreciated another 1% overnight. Again, it's lost nearly, our dollar's lost nearly 20% compared to the euro since the new administration has taken office. Sadly, Bob, that doesn't help our trade deficit.
No, not at all. Will it be like the 70s where silver went up 38 times and gold 25?
Well, Bob, you and I are old enough to remember the 70s, right? Driving around in our muscle cars, right? But again, inflation is here to stay, and it's like quicksand. It's harder to struggle to get out of this inflation super cycle. Again, we basically lose our standard of living, and it continues to sink.
All right. Well, Pavlos, once again, you paint a pretty gloomy picture. What can our listeners do to protect themselves against this monetary policy insanity?
Right, and I got to see a silver lining, right?
Sure.
Invest in real assets, things that can be devaluated or debunked by this monetary madness. Again, Washington has embarked on, look and see what the dollar is doing, and of course, as it continues to fall, invest accordingly. So basically, that's it.
Okay.
Stuff real.
How can our listeners reach you and your team, and how can they sign up for the Perfect Storm Zoom meeting next Wednesday?
Yeah, Bob, this is a perfect storm, especially this summer. You know, I call it maybe the monsoon season. Again, we'll have it a week from this Wednesday at 12 o'clock. We'll be featuring Kezia Samuel. She's the Chief Investment Officer for AssetMark. It starts at 12 o'clock. You can sign up at myfinancialsense.com or call us the old-fashioned way, 828-4068. And lastly, I want to mention, securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, have a wonderful day, and I guess baseball next week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pavlos.